Welcome to Group Coach Nation, the podcast. I'm Chris Williams, your host, and we are here to dive deep into launching and scaling your own high-ticket group coaching program or mastermind. If you already have a mastermind and you're just trying to scale it, grow it, make it more efficient, really take this thing to the next level, this is for you. If you're just starting out and trying to like understand how it all works behind the scenes, listen in. You're going to learn a ton, and you're going to get the codes to crack this thing wide open for you. All right, let's jump in. Enjoy the episode. See you on the inside. What's up, Group Coach Nation? I am super stoked today, and I know every podcast or every show starts with that, but so I have a guest, Karina Muller. She's a physician in Anchorage. Karina, I don't know when, like, how long ago it was in an open house in Anchorage, Alaska for another surgery practice that we met at, right?
Yes.
Like at one of those little round stand-up tables. Like, so remember that.
Yes, it was totally awesome. I was there with a colleague, and we were celebrating the opening of another colleague's private practice, and it was just really exciting. And then I got to meet you there, and it's been awesome to coach with you too. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we coached together for like 2 years, business coaching. So.
Yeah. Okay, so let me tell y'all who Dr. Muller is. So Dr. Muller has an MBA, multiple medical doctorate degrees. She's a professional flautist. Which way do you go with that?
I say I play the flute, so I'm a flautist.
Okay. So if you played the flute, you're a flautist. And she's just written a book, and she has a mastermind group coaching program for female physicians, helping them launch and start or succeed in their private practices. But her book is about like really leveling up your life, an octave higher in her terms from a music standpoint. But like Dr. Muller, Karina, I just love having you here. And thank you. You've actually been meaningful in my life in ways you don't know. Like spending time with one of my daughters, Kat, as she's been trying to figure out her entrepreneurial journey. Like you've had a really special spot in our world. So thanks. If for those of you who don't know, just a little background here, why are y'all meeting at a surgery practice in Alaska? I also own a group that launches surgery practices in rural communities. It has nothing to do with this conversation. It's just that's the connection we both had several years ago. So great to have you on here, Karina. Like, talk to us. Tell us about this leveling up process. I'm kind of fascinated with where you are in like figuring this out. And I love that you're specifically working with women in this space because I don't get it. I know I don't. I know I can't. So thanks for hanging out with me.
Yeah, no problem. So I started thinking about my life and how I set out to achieve goals. That's just something that everyone can probably relate to. You know, you have a goal and you need a roadmap. And at one point in time in my life, I was in Italy. I was making my Italian musical debut on the flute in an old 16th century concert hall.
Holy cow, that's crazy.
And it was totally awesome. Like I was in the moment, nothing could faze me. You know, I felt the Italian breeze, you know, coming through the open windows. You know, I imagined my performance before it happened. Lots of repetition and practice, you know, came before that moment of performing in front of an audience. And, you know, looking back to when, you know, I started playing the flute at age 11, I played a few other instruments prior to that. There is a method to mastering your craft, no matter what it is. And, you know, to take your life up an octave, it's called ottava. And that's an Italian music term to take the written notes up an octave. And so what I decided to do was write a book about how you can take your life up an octave. And it's a self-coaching method. It's called the ottava method of self-coaching. And it's really for anyone. I started it with the idea of talking to my target audience of women physicians. But then I realized that it can really be for anyone. So it's a method that combines musical, business, and self-coaching principles to help you achieve your goals. So, I mean, number one is you've got to write it down. You have to know what your goal is and how you want to 8VA your life. So that's that musical term for taking things up an octave. And so that's what I'm here to do, is to help my colleagues, friends, you know, anyone who will listen, take their life up an octave.
All right, so talk about that a little bit more. I'm just going to like put a few things on the screen here. You just said number one, you got to write it down.
Yes.
Why is that so important? Here's where I am. I write things down when I think they're important, and because I'll forget them if I don't. I just get, because the world's noisy, right? But then the stuff that I don't, for me at least, the stuff that I don't write down and check in on at least once a week just simply never gets accomplished. Mm-hmm. Why is it that way?
Well, statistics show that about 42% of people who write down their goals, that they have a 42% increased rate of achieving them. So knowing what it is that you're trying to achieve is important, and putting it pen to paper, that is what helps you. You can pivot in any way. You can try to get to that goal. I mean, you are writing your life's musical composition. I mean, that's kind of the metaphor there. You are your own goal maestro. And mm-hmm. so, you know, if you set out to do something, you've got to write it down first, because then you can pivot. You can look and see what helps you on that way to, you know, achieving the goal with the steps that are laid out in the book. And you can also see what works for you and what doesn't work, and, you know, form a different algorithm on how to get there.
That makes so much sense. 42% difference just from writing it down. Mm-hmm. That's incredible. Okay. Can you, I know you can't like give us the whole book right here. We don't have time for that. Can you give us step two?
Sure. It's defining your core values. It's called tonic function in music. So in a musical composition, you have the beginning, kind of the middle and the end. And you know, encounter some dissonance in chord progressions, you know, things where you're like, all right, here comes the music, here's the middle part. Ooh, it sounds like it's just about ready to resolve. And now it's gone back to the tonic function, which is your home base. And defining your core values is very similar. It's something that you don't waver from, something you always return to in making decisions, in setting goals. You know, what are your core values? You know, I love creativity. That's one thing I just, you know, need to have in my life daily. Creating, you know, being musical. And so, you know, that's something that I think people have to define, so that, you know, even if your core values change over time, or you have a goal to have a core value more incorporated in your life, you can write it down and work towards it, and know that there might be some dissonance along the way, but that it will eventually resolve. And, you know, learning how to be comfortable within the dissonance is an important part of the Otava method.
Core values are tough. Like, yeah, they really are. They're tough because we, like, at least for me, and every time I have any conversation about core values with anybody, it's like, we kind of know what our core values are. Like, I want to be kind. I want to be someone who's honest or full of integrity. I want to be, I don't know if being a good husband to Jill and a good dad to my kids is a core value. I'm not sure if that's a core thing to do, or if that's actually a value. I don't know what it is. But then like connecting that to making real strategic business decisions or life decisions based on your values, it's pretty clear when it's like, are you going to be honest or not? Okay. Am I going to be kind or mean? Okay. Mm-hmm. But when it's like, am I going to build this business model this way or that way? Which one impacts my life more than another? That's a tough one. And I think a lot of us right now, particularly when we're recording this early in the year, it's tough to sort out, because sometimes our goals and our big pushes that we thought of are kind of interrupting who we really are, and what we really know is what we want our life to look like, you know?
Yeah. And sometimes it can be an internal struggle too. I mean, you say, all right, I think that this should be one of my core values, but is it really? Like, you know, what is it that, you know, drives you to achieve that goal? And is it really something that, you think you're aligned with, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, sometimes that dissonance can come in defining, even defining your core values, because, you know, are you doing it for someone else or are you doing it for yourself? Like, oh, wow. You know, I think identifying that, analyzing it, I mean, it's getting pretty deep here, but, you know, it is part of knowing who you are and, you know, starting with the end in mind, like Stephen Covey says, mm-hmm. where do you want to be at the end of all of this, at this goal? You know, looking at that and even working backwards, you know, maybe that will help someone to define their core values.
That's really great. You mentioned something in Sandy that made me think of someone in our mastermind, Karina, you've been in there, and they said we were doing our annual planning as a group a few weeks ago, whatever. And they said something like, you just said, are you doing this for yourself or doing it for somebody else? And they kind of identified for all of us how much of the push that we're doing that we kind of break our schedule over and we break our health routines over and we say, oh, I'm doing this for the kids. I'm doing this for my family. I'm doing this for my community, whatever. But really we're just kind of doing it for our own pride and arrogance. And it's really not what's best for what we care about the most, those key relationships, but we're still doing it, blaming it on them. And when it came down to our core values in that conversation, it was like, oh my gosh, this is not really what I'm trying to accomplish. Mm-hmm. I'm reaching this high successful bar more for myself and my own sense of pride, I guess, mm-hmm. but I'm blaming it on, oh, I'm doing this for my family, you know, but it's not, they don't really want me to do that. It's kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So untangling, what is the real core value there? Do I really want to serve my family or do I really want to serve my own ambition? Neither one might be wrong. Just what do you want to do?
And in working with my target audience of high functioning, mainly type A physicians who strive for perfectionism, when you'll never be perfect in any aspect of life. So striving for an intangible goal is something that, you know, we talk about in coaching. Intangible business goals, personal goals, professional goals, thinking that you can affect every outcome of a patient encounter. You know, just kind of being realistic and talking about that with a group of supportive people is really something that I find to be important, because I wish I would have had that as a younger physician, you know, just getting out of residency, you know, to know that there are other people who are going through exactly what I was going through or having the same thoughts, and, you know, they're not right or wrong, but, you know, they, you know, get you through to figure out what your core values are. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Can you just unpack that for just a minute? By the way, if y'all want to know where to find Karina, she's right here at OctaviaCreative.com, right down the screen. I'm going to spell it for those of you who are listening in and not watching on the bottom of the screen. OctaviaCreative.com. It is all things about her new book, where the group coaching model, like, just reach out to her there. Find her. If you know a physician, by the way, a female physician who's in private practice or thinking about private practice, Karina's that person for that person. Yeah. Can't wait to see your new book too. Okay. So can you just kind of unpack a little bit more? I want to go back to this core value thing. And you just mentioned, like, as a young physician just coming out of residency, and so many physicians I know as well, they're type A, they're super driven, like most of us here at Group Coach Nation. And we're working with a lot of people and we don't want failure for ourselves, mm-hmm. or, oh my gosh, for the people we serve, because it's just painful to see somebody try something you know is right, but then if it's a struggle, like, we all struggle with that as coaches. What if our clients don't succeed? What if your patients don't succeed the way you want them to? How do you actually balance that? Like, what's your counsel there, for real?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I live and breathe coaching. So I do myself have a physician coach. She's a retired physician, to help unpack a lot of, you know, really emotional things that can happen in my field. I do high risk obstetrics. So not everything is a good outcome. A lot of times people will come to me with pretty horrible diagnoses to begin with. So, you know, learning to be empathetic and helpful to my patients as an emotional support does take a toll after years of being in practice. I'm coming up on 20 years out of medical school this summer.
Congrats.
Yeah. And so having a physician coach, just really, you know, it's a peer-to-peer interaction. It's someone who understands what I'm going through. And it's what I do for other physicians as well. So, you know, when I did my physician coaching training at the Physician Coaching Institute in Seattle, a rhetorical question that came up time and time again was, what keeps you up at night? You know, what keeps you up at night as a physician? You know, the fear of making medical mistakes, the fear of harming or hurting a patient, the fear of not getting something perfect when you're never going to be perfect anyway. We're physicians, not magicians. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just looking at what you have to work with. And, you know, I think, I know the COVID pandemic really put this at the forefront of many physicians' minds of, you know, what is the end game? Mm-hmm. You know, you start with the beginning, you begin with the end in mind. What is that? What does that mean for me? Does this, you know, practice bring me joy? Am I up worrying at night more than I'm enjoying the interactions with patients who you're sharing the most intimate parts of their lives with them, you know, having a baby? And, you know, there's a lot on the line there. You know, there's a lot of things that we as physicians have to internalize and not, you know, put out there to deal with because we might look weak or like we can't handle the stressors of being a physician. And, you know, I also want my clients to know that they can be real with me and we have a method of dealing with some of the most complex situations that can arise in medicine. Mm.
I love hearing all that. Yeah. I know your work is way higher risk from a life standpoint than mine, obviously, but it's so easy to relate to, just appreciate being vulnerable there, because easy to relate to the stress of, none of us as coaches want to do any harm to our clients. Mm-hmm. And I hear that echoed so often from coaches in our program and others that I'm in, just worrying about what if my clients don't succeed? And we, you know, it's a tough one. It really is. It's a tough one to be a coach and feel some responsibility for people, you know?
Yeah.
And doing all you can for them. And in the coaching space, maybe their choices are keeping them from being successful. In your space, it's way more than that. But yeah. That's really cool. Thanks for sharing that. Sorry, Carrie. Just seeing you jump in here. Having the ability to take a step back and really understand the drive can change the decisions you make. Yeah. Carrie, so true about those core values, right? Oh my gosh. Yeah. Karina?
Definitely.
You're awesome. Anything else that you're like, guys, I gotta tell y'all this. This is important today.
You know, I think just practice, that's another aspect of the Ottava method. Practice in music, practice as an athlete, practice, you know, in medicine. You're practicing to achieve a goal. And at some point in time, you'll fail. You won't have enough practice, or you won't have enough funding, maybe, or, you know, you just might not have enough to achieve the goal that you wanted to, but you can pivot. So you have to practice anything to master a craft. and you're not going to do it perfectly every time. Mm-hmm. So, but you have to be willing to practice and not achieve or fail, to know that you're failing forward and that, you know, at any point in time, repetition is the key to mastery of any craft.
That is so helpful to hear. It's so not easy for me to believe.
Right.
Because we all just want to get out there and get it done. Like, okay, this is going to be the one. This conversation, this podcast, this book launch, this coaching program, this sales call, this outreach plan, whatever. This is it. We're going to win. Do it right. Follow the instructions. Do it perfect. It'll work. But it really does take practice. Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh my gosh. I just want to like just rant on that for a minute because that is so, it's so true. So many of us are sold, and maybe you've sold in the past a model that is like guaranteed to win, you know, make 10K a month in 30 days, whatever. Just practice. That's reality, folks. Nothing great comes overnight. Every now and then somebody wins the lottery. That usually doesn't turn out great for anybody. But what happens in real life is determination, practice, writing down your goals, like Karina mentioned, defining your core values, and going after it over and over and over again. What is the name of your book, Karina?
It's called The Ottava Method of Self-Coaching, How to 8VA Your Life.
Awesome. So if we go to ottavacreative.com, can we sign up to get the book when it launches? Because it's like you're like right on the doorstep of this thing, right?
Yes. So it's scheduled to be launched on March 1st, 2023. So I will keep everyone updated on that. And I do have, I guess I could call it a book launch tour coming up. I'll have launches in San Diego, in Baltimore, Maryland, and they're all kind of associated with women physician conferences and obstetrics and gynecology. And then I'll have a few launch parties in Anchorage, Alaska. So those cool. will be listed as soon as they're scheduled.
Oh my gosh. But if we go to your website, we can just like get in contact with you, drop an email, whatever, so we can grab that thing when it comes out.
Yes, definitely.
Oh yes. That's so cool. Like, so thrilled for this. You're such an amazing coach. I'm so thrilled you're putting down your model of coaching in a book so we can all use it and not have to be just in your mastermind to use it. It's freaking awesome. Well,
and you know what? I just have to say, I had a book coach.
Look at that, coaching. Back to that.
Yeah. To get this done. And I mean, if you have something living in your mind that you have always wanted to put into book form, she's awesome. Joanna Hunt Boyer. She's a book coach. She's ghostwritten for people. My book is not ghostwritten. She's ghostwritten for celebrities. She has a program where you can do group coaching and develop the idea of your book and also put it out there and have the editing done. And then they have like marketing of your book cover and you know, all the things that go all into that, that behind the scenes.
Yeah. That actually make it work and not just be a book that only a few of your friends ever read. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And people should consider it because it, you know, I really do feel like it can be a platform for getting out the method of coaching that I have. And so that, you know, potential clients, coaching clients can understand my philosophy of coaching and get to know a little bit about me too. In the process, there's a few little personal stories within the book. So, yeah,
this is really cool. Thanks for all the examples of coaching and group coaching. I love how you just live that life as a giver of group coaching and as a receiver of group coaching. That's so cool. You're awesome.
Yeah. I've definitely become a much better person and, you know, have been able to connect with a lot of people who are like-minded in group coaching for myself. So yeah.
Okay. So there you go, folks. We only talked about 3 points and I'm not even sure all these three are like written in this way in her book. That's okay though. Go to her book, write it down, define your core values, practice. We covered those things today, but go to Ottava Creative, OttavaCreative.com. and say hi to Karina. Karina, thank you so much for being in my world for so many years now.
Oh my God. Thank you.
It's so great to just hang out again. It really is.
I'm so honored.
Whatever. You with your 17 degrees and your professional flute career and blah, blah, blah. All right, Dr. Muller, a privilege. Talk soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Hey everybody, Chris here again. Thanks for listening in. Hey, over at groupcoachnation.com, we have everything you need to sort this out for yourself. You can find out where you are in this continuum of launching, scaling, building, really taking your mastermind to the next level or starting your brand new mastermind. That's right there at groupcoachnation.com. We have a ton of free resources and a ton of ways for you to find out where you are in the process, knowing exactly what to do next, so that you can do the work to get the results. You hear us say that a lot here at Group Coach Nation. Do the work, get the results. We just want you doing the right work. Don't want you wasting your time. It doesn't take a lot of time to build a mastermind. You just need the right strategy behind it. So go over to groupcoachnation.com, jump in, ask your questions, join the community, look at the resources, enjoy. It's there for you. Can't wait to see you there. We'll talk soon.